This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This morning, as President of Joy and lead host of Saturday Magazine, I want to again recognise and thank all of those folk who are giving so much personally and professionally on our COVID-19 health front lines. You are all doing a truly remarkable job under difficult circumstances. Thank you to all of you. You're making a difference. The pro-vaccination Saturday magazine starts now on Joy 94.9. Official vaccine ambassadors. Stay with us, and you know what? Go and get jabbed.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Live across Melbourne and all around the world from the Victorian Pride Centre. Streaming online at joy.org.au and of course on the Joy app. Get it on your phone. We are of course on podcast, and Joy's 94.9's longest running news and current affairs show is Saturday Magazine. We proudly bring you the most progressive interview, opinion, current news and questions show. And we always welcome feedback from you, our listeners. This is progressive, independent, current affairs from a queer perspective. It's radio made by us, for us. I'm Macca, and my co-host this morning for SatMag is Tass, the calmest gay in the village. We also have Paul, who of course is multitasking on panel. Gordon is getting ready to do our podcast. Fiona and Baz is our mascot, doing our socials. Tass, let's get on with it.
Good morning, Macca.
How are you?
Very well, thank you. Great to be here. What did it feel like to read out the news?
Well, you have to.
I'm doing the 11 o'clock
news. You're doing the 11 o'clock news. And, of course, the news, you know, it has to be short and sharp.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. Well, I've got my
lines
already written up for me.
You're all there. You're all ready.
Hey, Macca, how's your week been?
Pretty good, actually.
What was your low light? You didn't notice I didn't go highlight this.
Well, it was nearly a low light this morning. As you know, I've got two cars, and my favourite car, which is my bright yellow one.
It's the old thing.
The old thing. It's a classic car, Tass.
Okay.
And I hadn't actually driven it for almost 3 months, and when I went to start it this morning, it only just started. So it would have been a low light had I had to put the jumper leads on it and get it started. But anyway, it's all good. I drove here and, look, I think, I don't know about a low light. I'm talking about disappointment. What's stronger than disappointment?
I wonder what you're talking about, Macca.
I think this week we saw a new bill introduced to Victorian Parliament,
A very important bill for our community. It's something that we've talked about on numerous occasions. We've had numerous guests speak about it.
Yeah, and look, as far as
the Equal Opportunity Amendment,
yeah,
Religious Exceptions Bill,
and this deals with people who work in faith-based organisations, particularly, and it's been a hobby horse of mine for a while. That if these organisations get government funding, why are we funding them to discriminate against us? Now, the government has tabled this legislation and it provides for significant protection for people of our community who work in those organisations. And what we saw this week...
So why aren't you elated, Maker? It passed the lower house.
It passed the lower house, but it passed the lower house despite the state opposition voting against it. Don't know why. They didn't table any amendments. Debate is adjourned for 2 weeks, which means it will go to the upper house, mm-hmm. for the upper house to debate it.
Do we expect safe passage there?
I've learnt not to expect anything.
We may speak to our very first guest about Harry Ishing, of course.
In the current environment. So, listeners, give me a word that is somewhere between disappointed and chronically pissed off.
There's a challenge.
Probably disappointed is a 1 and chronically pissed off is a 10. So... So
in terms of today's show, Macca, our very first guest is Harry Ishing, Parliamentary Secretary for Equality, and we will speak with her about this religious exceptions bill and what occurred in Parliament.
And also, you know, that the federal bill, the Religious Freedoms Bill, talk about a misnomer, that bill has the potential actually to override state legislation in these matters.
We haven't seen the colour of the money
yet. We haven't seen the bill, and neither is the federal government backbench. So we'll touch on that briefly as well.
We're also going to speak with a journalist and columnist from Fairfax Papers, Gemma Price.
Yeah.
Writes a great piece. She's written a piece about work and why we're actually finding it hard to recruit people.
The great resignation.
Well, yes, it'll be interesting.
Yeah.
We're speaking also with the Victorian Minister for Women,
Gabrielle Williams,
who's going to talk to us about an interesting new art project designed to celebrate and acknowledge the achievements of women in public life.
Yes, and, you know, Gabrielle, and I'll ask her this, I was watching Parliament this week. Yes, I know you all go, oh... You know, I was watching it. I was watching the debate.
Yeah, don't you have a life, Macca?
Ah, well, you know, you can have it going on in the background. If I'm not wrong, and Gabrielle or perhaps Harriet might correct me, Gabrielle was asked by the Speaker to leave the chamber for an hour. I think she might have been interjecting.
Let's ask her.
So, and Macca, of course, the other low light of the week was Adam Somurek turning up at Parliament saying he's the only member of Parliament who can't be bought.
No, but I did see something very interesting. He and Bernie Finn are good mates, apparently.
Well, they both dressed by the same dresser.
We may ask Minister Williams about that as well. Macca, we are then going to do a bit of a wrap-up on what occurred in Glasgow.
Yes.
So Matt MacDonald, who's a fabulous previous guest of ours, Associate Professor of International Relations from the University
and
of Queensland.
And a very popular podcast.
Yeah,
when we podcast our chats with Matt, they're extremely popular.
Yeah. So we'll talk about COP26. We've got Lawrence Gibbons, who's the editor of Star Observer, who will share with us some of his reflections on what's occurring in the LGBTIQ+ communities. And we're going to finish off with Mamaralto.
I know.
I'm looking forward to that.
It's going to be good. It's a long time. And, of course, you know, we've got guests in the studio today, which is really fantastic.
Now, so, Macca, we have a message here from Tim of Abbotsford who says, how about enraged?
Enraged.
It's an alternative to disappointment.
Yes.
And we also have a message here from Daryl with one R. This is quite good. Read it out, Macca.
He said he's come up with a new idea about ScoMo, which is the Prime Minister. It's a ScoMosian slip. It's where someone tells a lie while still believing they've told the truth.
I like that.
ScoMosian slip.
Good morning, Daryl with one arm.
Thank you.
And I love the way you refer to us as fabulousnesses.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.